It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Greene. History could be made today in the United States Senate.
That chamber could be on the verge of a very long overdue correction of its abused filibuster rules. That's how Democrats see it.
Or on the verge of a rash power grab that could ultimately destroy the institution. That is the Republican point of view.
If Republicans won't allow votes on 7 of President Obama's stalled nominees today, Democrats say they may resort to what's being called the nuclear option.
Democrats would use 51 votes rather than the traditional 67 to change the rules of the Senate so that executive branch nominees can no longer be filibustered. NPR's David Welna has our report.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid seemed determined to go through with the so-called nuclear option when he addressed a crowd of reporters yesterday at the Liberal Center for American Progress.
I love the Senate, but right now, the Senate is broken and needs to be fixed.
Reid said Senate Democrats were prepared to change the rules by a simple majority vote so that nominees to the executive branch could no longer be blocked by a filibuster.
This does not affect lifetime appointments. It doesn't affect substantive legislation. It allows the president to have his team, this president and those in the future, and that's the way it should be.
Making such a move, Reid said, would be no big deal. He called it a minor change, one that's in step with the Constitution. But later on the Senate floor, Arizona Republican Jeff Flake said Reid was wrong.
It is a big deal. It has the potential to change this institution in ways that are both hazardous and unforeseen.
With votes set for this morning on 7 stalled nominees, and with Reid warning that the nuclear option could be triggered if Republicans blocked any of them, all 100 senators attended a closed-door session last night in the old Senate chamber aimed at heading off a showdown today. That last-ditch effort went on for more than 3 hours, and when it was over, Utah Republican Orrin Hatch praised the effort.
People were very cordial and very respectful of each other. I was impressed.
But no deal was agreed on. This was all Democratic leader Reid would say after the meeting.
Night is late. We've been no breaks. We've been going steady in there. We've had a very good conversation. The conversation is going to continue tonight. The votes are scheduled at 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's not clear whether those votes will actually be held this morning. John Cornyn, the Senate's number 2 Republican, said Democrats appeared to be having second thoughts.
I was pretty pessimistic this weekend. It looked like Senator Reid had the votes and he was committed to the nuclear option. But I think there's enough recognition on both sides that the shoe could be on the other foot rather quickly. And the people in the majority today will be in the minority tomorrow and vice versa.
The dispute centers mainly on 3 of the 7 stalled nominees. President Obama recess appointed them a year and a half ago, and a federal appeals court has ruled those appointments unconstitutional. The case is being taken up by the Supreme Court in its next term. South Dakota Republican John Thune doubts senators from his party would allow the renominations of those 3 to move forward today.
I think it's going to be a really heavy lift for Republicans simply because our view is that they were illegally, unconstitutionally appointed. And, that's an awfully difficult thing to turn the other way on.
Some Republicans say they could accept new nominees to replace the 2 people who were recess appointed to the National Labor Relations Board. But Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin says he'd fight such a deal.
Because I think it would be grossly unfair to throw them out simply to make a deal when they've done nothing wrong. They're perfectly legal. They're doing everything right. And until the Supreme Court decides it, they have every right to be where they are and to take this position on the NLRB.
The same goes, Harkin said, for Richard Cordray, who's being renominated to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. His is the first nomination up for a vote today, and unless there's a deal, that vote could trigger momentous changes in the Senate. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.